From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police have released a photo of another suspect in Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34, wounded more than 200.
Le troisième suspect, vêtu d'une veste claire,
Belgian federal prosecutor Frederick Van Leeuw said the suspect is seen wearing a light jacket and hat. The photo was taken from closed-circuit television showing a man alongside two others who are believed to have been brothers and suicide bombers. Police also say they found a bomb, chemicals, and an Islamic State flag in a raid on a house in a Brussels neighborhood. The IS group has claimed responsibility. President Obama in Argentina Wednesday joined his Argentine counterpart, Mauricio Macri, in standing in solidarity with Belgium.
We understand the pain they feel viscerally because our countries as well have known the scourge of terrorism.
Secretary of State John Kerry will officially offer U.S. condolences during a visit to Brussels on Friday. A U.N. official has warned that the U.N. peacekeeping mission in disputed Western Sahara will shut down unless Morocco reverses its expulsion order. He said it could affect other peacekeeping operations. The dispute erupted after Secretary General Ban Ki-moon decried what he called Rabat's occupation of the former Spanish territory. The International Criminal Court on Wednesday ordered a senior member of the Lord's Resistance Army to stand trial for crimes committed in Uganda. Dominic Ongwen faces 70 charges, including murder, rape, torture, and the recruitment of child soldiers. Ongwen, who surrendered last year, is the only senior LRA member in the court's custody. The militia's elusive leader, Joseph Kony, remains at large. This is VOA News. UN Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said Wednesday the parties to the conflict in Yemen have agreed to a cessation of hostilities and a new round of peace talks.
I am pleased to announce today that parties to the conflict have agreed to a nationwide cessation of hostilities beginning at midnight on the 10th of April. In advance of the upcoming round of the peace talks, which will take place on the 18th of April, in Kuwait.
He said the talks could be based on UN Security Council resolutions, which call for resolving the year-old conflict through political negotiation. More than 6,000 have been killed since a Saudi-led coalition began an air campaign a year ago in support of President Abdurrabu Mansur Hadi, who fled to Riyadh after Iranian-backed Shia Houthi rebels seized the capital Sana'a in September 2014. President Obama met his Argentine counterpart, new President Mauricio Macri, at the start of a two-day state visit, the first bilateral visit to Buenos Aires by a U.S. leader in nearly 20 years. Mr. Obama held a joint news briefing following talks with Mr. Macri, and who spoke through an interpreter about his hopes for the relationship.
But allow me to say once again that this visit, Mr. President, has a special meaning for us. We see it as a gesture of affection, friendship, at a time when Argentina is embarking towards a new horizon and is in the process of changing.
President Macri, who took office in December after a decade of leftist rule, has signaled he wants stronger economic ties with Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow for talks Thursday with President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Syria and Ukraine. A U.S. official traveling with Kerry says he wants to hear how the Russians view the current status of efforts toward a political transition away from the leadership of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The official made it clear the U.S. position remains. Mr. Assad must step down in order for there to be a viable path to peace after 5 years of war. U.N. envoy to Libya Martin Kobler says he's been denied permission to travel to Tripoli for a mission to pave the way for installation of the new U.N.-backed unity government to move there from Tunis. Tripoli said it denied permission after failing to receive an agenda. The Nigerian parliament Wednesday approved President Muhammadu Buhari's record 2016 budget of $30 billion aimed at boosting growth amid weak oil prices, Nigeria's chief source of revenue. A South African man has found what may be another missing piece of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Niels Kruger, an archaeologist, said he recognized the honeycomb structure of the debris. Other fragments have been found on Reunion Island and Mozambique. Australian and Malaysian investigators say it's highly likely those parts were part of the missing Boeing 777. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.